So I'm up at the grocery store milling around like everybody else, and we're all talking about what to have for dinner. I ended up buying some beef cross-cut ribs. You know, you see those in the grocery store, and they're generally pretty expensive. But every now and then, you can take advantage of the little $2 off sticker. And I picked up a couple packages of those and took them home and cooked them right away. I marinated them for a couple of hours. I marinated them in some soy sauce, a little bit of rice wine vinegar, some pineapple juice, a little honey, some red pepper, some garlic, some lime zest, and a little bit of lime juice, and a little bit of fish sauce, and I just let that marinate for a couple hours, and so they're just yum. They're so tender anyway. And then I just decided I was going to use some kumquats because I had them. And while those were marinating, I cut the kumquats in pieces, and I probably used, I used too many kumquats for this recipe, but, you know, I was just winging it, and you could use as many as you want, but I really like the kumquats. Rodney doesn't really care for it that much. I used kumquats, and then I also bought some yellow beets and cut the yellow beets up to about the size of the kumquats. I also had some garlic, ginger, a little more honey. I also used some scallions and basically just made a nice sauce. So I just put all that together and started cooking it down, added a little bit of water here and there, a little more pineapple juice, some lime zest, and some more lime, and I just had this nice citrusy tasting sauce. And so my thought was I was going to grill the beef on the stovetop and then serve it with some white rice, which is what we did. It was absolutely delicious. We didn't really have any leftovers. Everyone wanted seconds. The meat was so tender. I just took my my grill top. I have one of those grill, cast iron grill or griddle. You can flip it over either way. And I put that on top of my stove and just used the grill side and grilled the beef. And, of course, white rice, white jasmine rice. Cook it till it boils and then turn it down, let it simmer for 14 minutes, turn off the heat, fluff it with a fork 5 minutes later, and you're done. And then the kumquat sauce. And you can really do anything you want with that sauce. You know, I did add a little bit of soy sauce to it as well. I just kind of, oh, and I actually had some lemongrass to throw in there. So it had kind of everything in the kitchen sink in my, out of my refrigerator there, and threw it all in, anything Asian flavor. And it was a very, very good, nice, tangy sauce. And, you know, to bite into the beets, that was good. Or you could bite into a nice piece of kumquat. And very, very good. So I just put the beef over, a couple slices of the beef over the rice. And then the kumquat mixture right over the top of that. And delicious. I drank that with a little white wine. Very, very good. So you might want to think about giving it a try. I don't buy that cut of beef very often just because it is somewhat expensive. I know someone buys it at the store. They always have it. But if you can find it on sale or if you cut your own, really you can, you know, you could do that same dish with a steak and cut the steak into sections. You could do the same sort of meal as well with a piece of pork or pork chop. A center cut pork chop and marinate that and grill it, and or use some flank steak, marinate the flank steak and cut it very thin and grill it, and you're still going to get that same flavor, and yeah, the meal will be just as delicious. So give that a try. Also, I made a really good quick couscous the other night. I was on my way to a little potluck, and yeah, I just didn't have a lot of time. I always have bulk couscous in the house. I get it in a 5-pound bag. But very easy because you can just, you know, put your water in your saucepan, and when it starts to boil, throw in your couscous And I usually, you know, if I'm not measuring, I'll just put a little bit of water in a couple cups, and couscous, I'll, until I can see the top of the couscous, you know, as I pour it in a little mountain there, and then stir it up. And once it starts to boil, you just turn it off, and 5 minutes later, you have couscous. But I added some add-ins to it. I had some pine nuts, and I roasted those while the couscous was sitting. I also added some frozen peas to the couscous, just even when the water was boiling. I just added the frozen peas. I added some chopped up roasted sun-dried tomatoes. Of course, some parsley. I added some, I think that was it, a little bit of onion, and just some preserved lemons that I cut up that I had in my refrigerator. I had some lemons from that box that Rodney's brother sent that I had preserved, and great to have to take a part of one of those and chop it up and throw it into something, and it really adds flavor. So a little bit of preserved lemon to that, and very, very good. Very good. Mix it all up, add a little olive oil to it, and you're good to go and take that to a potluck. It only takes like 10 minutes, really. I mean, you got to do a little bit of chopping, but it doesn't take long to make a big batch of couscous. And then when you get to where you're going, give it another stir with your fork, and good. And you know, couscous goes with everything, chicken, fish. You just eat the couscous, put a little bit of feta cheese on it, and have it as a salad, throw some cucumber on top. So, that's what I cooked up this week. Nothing too memorable. The beef last night, though, was delicious. And, but I wanted to talk today about kumquats. And those, you know, you've seen them at the grocery store. They're tiny little orange citrus, and you can pop those in your mouth without even taking the peels off of them. They kind of have a distinctive taste, and it is the only one of the only, I think it is the only citrus fruit you can eat with the skin and all. And you can eat the peel even separate, and the pulp contains seeds and juice, which is a little more sour. But when you eat them together, you get that sweet and sour taste. It's really unlike anything else. And, you know, if you look it up, a lot of sites say don't eat the seeds. But if you're going to pop them in your mouth whole, you have to eat the seed. You can try to pick it out a little bit. But it really, it doesn't bother me to eat the one or two little seeds that are in there. So I would say, you know, give them a try. And if you remove the seeds contain pectin. And you can boil them and use them in making jams and jellies. So just a little bit of information there. The most common variety in the United States is the small little nagami. It's a little oval kumquat, and it's about 3/4 to 1 inch in diameter, and it's between, you know, 1 to 2 inches long. And the tartness of the fruit, it's what makes it so good for cooking and also for marmalades and jellies. And it grows on like a shrub. The tree is a shrub, and it's kind of like an orange tree in appearance. And it really bears quite a few of these very decorative leaves, and then these brilliant orange fruits. And the fruit lasts for several months on the tree. In, you know, like warm winter climates, California, Florida. And you can plant them in your yard or in larger pots. And they can withstand temperatures as low as 28 degrees. And anyway, they're highly resistant and possibly immune to citrus canker, which a lot of citrus trees get. You can find a lot of information about kumquats at www.kumquatgrowers.com. That's the Florida kumquat site, but there's lots of others. And so I'm going to give you some recipes. First, I'm going to give you a recipe for preserved kumquats, because I'm going to head right on up to the grocery store and buy some more kumquats, because now I'm out. And I thought I would, believe me, I have a lot of canning jars. I was going to preserve, you know, about 5 or 6 pints of these. And so you're going to need approximately like 1/4 pound of kumquats. And actually, these would probably work nice in like a, yeah, in your one pint jar. You're going to need about 1/2 cup of salt, 1/3 to 1/2 cup of salt, 1/4 pound of kumquats, the juice of 2 to 3 lemons, and then any fresh herbs or flavoring like thyme, bay leaves, cumin, peppercorns. You're going to need that. And, you know, I gave a recipe for preserved lemons the other day, and pretty much it's the same thing. Scrub your kumquats under running water, and then you're going to take off the little green tips at the end. And then you can cut an incision in each kumquat about 1/3 of the depth down. And then if they're larger kumquats, go ahead and cut the crisscross in them, but don't cut them all the way through and just leave them whole. And then spoon a heaping tablespoon of salt to the bottom of the jar, and then stuff each kumquat with a generous amount of salt with your fingers. Then layer the kumquats into the jar and sprinkle additional salt between the layers and squish them down. And then you can layer that with some fresh herbs like thyme. And then continue that until they're about 1 inch from the top of the jar, and then pour in the lemon juice over the top. Add a little more salt. Close the jar firmly. Tip it back and forth and let it sit at room temperature for about 48 hours. And then you can put it in your fridge and let it pickle. And, you know, really don't use them for, you know, a good week or two, or at least 10 days. And then flip the jars back and forth whenever you think about it. I have to flip mine at home right now, my preserved lemons. They've been sitting one side for a while. You know, if you can do it once a day, that's great. But there are so many recipes you can use preserved kumquats with. So I would give it a try. And if you're heading to somebody's house as a housewarming or, you know, just dinner, you can take a jar of these with you. And I don't know how long we're going to have kumquats here in town. So now is the time to get them. Here's a good recipe. This is a kumquat barbecue sauce. This is from the Orlando Sentinel Test Kitchen. And I thought this is going to be good because, you know, Florida knows kumquats. It's super easy, too. And that's why I'm giving it to you, because maybe you could give some a try. 1 cup of low-sodium B8 juice. 1/2 cup of dark brown sugar. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper and 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 1 clove of garlic chopped, and then some kumquat puree. And that's easy to make, so I'm going to tell you how to make that too. Put all your ingredients into a saucepan, bring them to a boil, and simmer uncovered for approximately 20 minutes or until the mixture is the consistency of ketchup. Let the sauce thicken slightly as it cools, and it makes 1 1/2 cups of barbecue sauce, which would be really good on ribs, really anything. But it's going to be that tangy, citrusy barbecue sauce. Super great on chicken. To make the puree, you need about 1 pound of ripe kumquats, 1 cup of water, and 5 tablespoons of light corn syrup. If you don't want to use corn syrup, you can use agave nectar, or any other sort of syrup, you know, like a maple syrup. Might be a little more sweet that way, but maybe not. 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/2 cup of white wine. And then, so with a paring knife, you're going to cut through the rind and around the middle of each kumquat and pull apart and separate the pulp from the rind. Then coarsely chop the rinds and add it to the saucepan with 1/2 cup of water, 3 tablespoons of the corn syrup, and 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger. Simmer covered for about 45 minutes. And then in another pan, combine the pulp, the remaining 1/2 cup of water, and 2 tablespoons of corn syrup. Simmer the mixture covered for 45 minutes. Cool, and then force the pulp through a strainer to remove the seeds. Continue only until the heaviest pulp and seeds are left. Put the rind, pulp, and wine in a blender and puree. So you're basically just cooking it down a little bit, taking out the bigger pulp and seeds and grinding all the rest. And then you use it in barbecue sauce and all sorts of different things. This kumquat puree can be frozen, and you can store that in your freezer and use it as you'd like. And this website, kumquatgrowers.com, has tons and tons of recipes. It also has this, it also has a puree recipe as well. It's not this one. This one's from the Orlando Sentinel, but check it out. Lots of recipes. This is a kumquat hot sauce, also by kumquatgrowers.com. And this calls for habaneros. So be very careful when you handle them, and you really should use kitchen gloves when you're handling habaneros. But this is a very hot kumquat sauce, and this would be super good on eggs or anything that you use a hot sauce on. 3/4 of a pound of fresh kumquats, 4 to 6 ounces of fresh habanero peppers, a small onion, 3 cloves of garlic, and a good handful of big leaf parsley, or, you know, Italian parsley. I think I would probably change this up and add cilantro instead. But, you know, either way, it's going to have a good taste, but they would be different, definitely. I didn't have cilantro last night when I got home and thought I did. Oh, no, it's not that. They didn't have cilantro at the store, so I ended up using parsley, but it was good, too. So you take all of that and you basically cook it down and cook it together, and then throw it in your food processor and blend it down. So pretty easy to make that hot sauce. And be careful, you know, you want to let that hot sauce sit for a while before you actually start eating it, because that flavor is going to, believe it or not, it's actually going to calm down a little bit. So don't just take a spoonful of it right away and stick it in your mouth. You really want to let that sit and mellow out a little bit. How about some honey-preserved kumquats? And, you know, you don't need to make a big deal about the kumquats and do, you know, buy a whole case of them. And like, I don't have time. I just don't have time. Just do 3 or 4 pints. And that's doable in an evening. So this is diluting them. This is cooking kumquats in a little bit of diluted honey, which I really love honey and citrus together. And this would be super good spooned over ice cream or ricotta cheese or yogurt. Yum. And also you could use it in many, many dishes. Ham, that would be delicious. So you need 3 cups of water. 2 cups of honey, 1/2 cup of sugar, and 6 half-pint jars or 3 pint jars, and you need them to be sterilized. Bring a canning kettle full of water to a boil, and then cut off the stems from the kumquats. Either poke a small hole or 2 in each kumquat with a skewer or toothpick, or cut the kumquats in half and remove any seeds for a less elegant look with And in a medium saucepan, bring the water, the honey, the sugar to a boil. Add your kumquats and stir and bring the mixture back to a boil. Adjust the heat to maintain a steady simmer and cook, skimming off any foam that develops until the kumquats are tender, about 25 minutes for halves and 40 minutes for whole kumquats, depending on how you want it to work out. Transfer the hot kumquats to a sterilized half pint or pint jar and screw on the lid. Hot water process the jars in a canning kettle for 10 minutes. Remove the jars, let them cool before storing them in a cool, dark place for up to 6 months. Once the jar is open, keep it refrigerated. Delicious, right? Mmm, yum. Get those out, serve them with maybe on a waffle even, or sounds good. I can taste it. If you've never tasted a kumquat, you need to go go get one. All right, here's a recipe for kumquat rosemary marmalade with goat cheese. And you can spread this on a toasted baguette and just have it as a snack. Take it to a party and just have their baguette rounds already toasted, spread on your goat cheese, and then put on your kumquat rosemary marmalade. And this is from SeriousEats.com. You need a quarter cup of water and a quarter cup of sugar, 12 ounces of kumquats, about 25, rinsed and sliced into quarter-inch rounds, seeds removed. This is just like making it on your stovetop and then like eating it shortly after. A half a teaspoon of black peppercorns crushed, one sprig of fresh rosemary plus a quarter teaspoon of fresh rosemary finely chopped. Six slices of like multigrain bread or small baguettes, and 6 tablespoons of soft goat cheese. And in a saucepan, combine the water, sugar, and cook over medium-low heat. Stir until the sugar has dissolved. Add your sliced kumquats, black peppercorns, and rosemary. Stir and then simmer until the kumquats start to become translucent and liquid has reduced to a syrup, 10 to 15 minutes. When done, turn off the heat and remove the rosemary sprig. Add the chopped rosemary and stir well. Set aside and allow to cool for about 15 minutes. There you have it. There's your marmalade. And then you spread the goat cheese on top of your sliced toast. Add some marmalade on top and serve. Doesn't that sound delicious? Yum. Very, very good. You know, if you're going to a party, you could take, I've seen people do this with cream cheese. They'll take a topping and they'll pour it over cream cheese on a plate. But you could do this with goat cheese. You could have a couple different logs of goat cheese. And you could make this marmalade and then put it on top of the goat cheese and serve it like that. And people could spread their own on to some sliced, pumpernickel would be very good. And also you could double or triple this recipe and make a couple pints of marmalade and then just water bath it for, 12 minutes and you'd be good to go there, or just keep it in the refrigerator for a couple of weeks and use it. Okay, so these are all like, sauces and marmalades and preserved kumquats, but let's make like some dinner. So this would be halibut with a kumquat citrus butter. The recipe called for tilapia, but we really can't get tilapia here much. So I'm, saying that we would use halibut with this. And so you need 1.5 tablespoons of softened butter, 4 deseeded kumquats with rinds, minced and pulpy, 1 teaspoon of orange zest, 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, and 1 teaspoon of minced fresh ginger, some salt and freshly ground pepper, 4 or 5 fresh mint leaves, minced, plus a couple more for garnish. 4 4-ounce halibut fillets and 2 teaspoons of butter, a couple teaspoons of olive oil. So combine all the ingredients for the citrus butter in a small bowl and mix with your fingertips and make sure it's all put together. And that would be your kumquats, your butter, your orange, lemon, ginger, some salt and black pepper and the mint leaves, and you're going to make that butter and set it aside. And then for the fish, melt some butter with olive oil and then rub the fillets on both sides with half of the citrus butter and place on the hot pan. Cook your fillets for 4 minutes and then flip once and cook an additional 2 to 3 minutes. Your pieces of halibut, or everyone knows here how to cook halibut. Cook it until it's done. And then melt the remaining half of the citrus butter in the microwave or on your stove and drizzle on top. Doesn't that sound delicious? With a little extra mint. And delicious. To learn how to deseed them, it's not hard. You just slice them in half and just with a little sharp paring knife, flip out the seed. There's usually just a couple in there. So a citrusy kumquat halibut. That sounds really, really good. Served with some green beans. Little salad on the side. And I have a couple more here. I thought it'd be fun to have one with halibut, shrimp, pork, beef. With shrimp, you would use some pineapple and your pickled kumquats. And you're going to need to pickle kumquats, some white wine vinegar, a couple cardamom pods, some kumquats, 12 of them, 1.5 tablespoons of honey, some freshly ground pepper, some toasted and ground red pepper flakes, some olive oil, 1/3 of a pineapple peeled and cored and cut into cubes, or you can buy some in a can. Some spicy bitter greens torn into small pieces. Lots of greens available in the grocery store right now. 16 large shrimp peeled and deveined, kosher salt, and 10 sprigs of thyme. So to pickle your kumquats, bring the vinegar to a boil in a small pan. Add the cardamom pods. Put the kumquats in a heat-proof container and then pour the vinegar mixture over them and let them cool. Refrigerate for a couple of days. I think the more you keep them refrigerated, the better it's going to be. In a small bowl, whisk together the honey and the 3 tablespoons of kumquat vinegar. Season with black pepper and your red pepper. Whisk in the olive oil. Then thinly slice 6 pickled kumquats and remove the seeds. Set aside. Thinly slice the pineapple. And then in a mixing bowl, combine your greens, the pineapple, and pickled kumquats. Place the shrimp in the bowl and season generously with salt. Add the thyme and toss. Then you're just going to heat up a cast iron pan and then pour enough oil in to coat it. Add your shrimp and thyme and brown on both sides until just cooked through about 2 minutes. Discard the thyme. Transfer the bowl to the bowl with the greens. Pour in just enough vinaigrette to coat and toss. Doesn't that sound delicious? Yum. Light, very light tasting and refreshing. So that time of the year is coming up where we're getting into lighter tastes and something a little more refreshing. The greens are really good right now. Oh, and have you seen the broccoli? I'm sure you have. It's looking good. And the asparagus is starting to get cheaper because spring asparagus is coming. Kumquats go so well with lamb, and kumquat lamb tangine. Oh my goodness. Very, 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 very good. This takes a little while to cook, but well worth it. And if you didn't want to use lamb, you could use another cut of meat too, a cut of beef, you know, or some pork. And this recipe is from norecipes.com. Here's a spice rub. Uses some cinnamon, coriander, cumin, and fennel. Also some allspice, some cloves, cardamom pods, black peppercorns, kosher salt. And you're basically going to roast all of those spices and then throw them in your spice grinder and grind them up. And you might have some spice that you already have ground up. That's fine. You can use that, something that you would normally use for a tagine. And then you're going to need 1/2 of a large onion roughly chopped, 1 large carrot roughly chopped, a celery stalk roughly chopped, a cinnamon stick, and a 2-inch piece of ginger sliced. Onion, carrot, and celery, it's something I try not to run out of at my house because you can always use them to fix up a dish and make some soup really quick, and they're not expensive. Then for the tagine, you need a large onion thinly sliced, some 1/2 pound of kumquats cut in half, seeds removed, and 1.5 cups of braising liquid. Some lamb, braised lamb breasts. You need 1/2 cup of honey, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, some ground coriander, cumin, and cloves. It's a lot of spice, I know. This is something that you would serve when friends and family are coming over for a nice meal. Put your cinnamon, coriander, cumin, fennel, allspice, cloves, and cardamom in your pan. Toast it. And then put it in your blender, like I said, and grind it all up. Put the mixture all over the lamb breasts. And we really can't find lamb breasts here, so you can find some other coat of meat or other type of meat unless you order lamb, you know, and you have it in your refrigerator or freezer. Cover and refrigerate for like 48 hours. So if you wanted to serve this over the weekend, you could do this on Wednesday or Thursday. When the lamb is done curing, rinse off the extra spices and salt and add them to a heavy-bottomed pot along with the onion, carrot, celery, cinnamon stick, and ginger. Cover with water. Bring it to a boil. Skim off the brown foam and the fat. Cover and turn down to low heat and cook until it's tender, 1.5 to 2 hours. Then remove the breast from the liquid. Strain the broth into a bowl. Wash out the pot. Add a little oil, saute the onions and kumquats until the onions are tender. Add the rest of the ingredients back in. Simmer uncovered until the liquid is mostly gone. Garnish with mint or cilantro and serve with couscous or rice. It's like making any sort of stew or something like that that you're making, but, you know, marinating the meat and all of those spice rub really does make a difference. And the longer you can do it, the better off you are. And once you get it all ground up, and your whole house is going to smell wonderful. Grind it all up, mix it up. You could use pork, use chicken, that's fine too. And you'll have a delicious dish, and the addition of the kumquats, perfect. Here's a kumquat recipe using sauteed chicken and some wilted spinach. Very, very easy to make. You can make this in 45 minutes or less. You need only 3 kumquats for this, a large shallot, 2 boneless chicken breast halves with skin, a tablespoon of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/3 cup of water, 3 tablespoons of white vine vinegar, 1/8 teaspoon of hot pepper flakes, tablespoon of chopped fresh parsley, and 4 cups of packed spinach leaves, so about 1 bunch. And a very low fat meal right here. Cut your kumquats and shallot crosswise into thin slices. If you see any seeds, discard those. Season your chicken with salt and pepper. Put your butter in the skillet and saute your chicken skin sides down until the skin is golden and crisp. About 5 minutes, turn the chicken over and cook it again for another 5 more minutes. Transfer the chicken to a plate and keep it warm. Then you add your shallot to the skillet, sprinkle sugar over the shallot, and cook, and it's going to kind of caramelize up a little bit. It's going to be melted and golden. Stir in your kumquats, water, vinegar, red pepper, and let it all simmer, and it'll just be this nice, happy sauce. That's kind of what I did last night. Stir in the parsley and salt. And transfer 2/3 of the sauce to a small bowl. And to the remainder, add the spinach and salt and toss it. So it's just this tossed salad. Divide the spinach between 2 plates, top with the chicken, and spoon the sauce over the top. That sounds really good, doesn't it? And it's easy, very, very easy. And most of the time, you're just standing there at the stove. Chop everything up, and you're sauteing, and everything's good. Have the dinner table ready to go and delicious. Definitely some cooking therapy there. I like sautéing and chopping right at the stove. I prefer to cook and stir. And that's what I have for dinner sort of recipes with kumquats, but you can make tons of different things with kumquats that are kind of sweet, like oatmeal cookies and refrigerator pie. I don't make that very often, but talk about super simple. And coming up, we're also going to have the drink of the week, which is also made with kumquats. But here are some kumquat oatmeal cookies. You need 2/3 cup of margarine and 2/3 cup of brown sugar, 2 large eggs, 1.5 cups of oatmeal. This calls for 2/3 cup of white chocolate chips. couple cups of flour, a teaspoon of baking soda, teaspoon of salt, and 2/3 cup of chopped kumquats. And you're going to puree those in your food processor a little bit. Doesn't that sound delicious? White chocolate and kumquats and oatmeal? Delicious. So beat your margarine and sugar until fluffy. I would use butter, but if you like margarine, that's fine. And then add eggs to the mixture, just like you would any other cookie. Combine your oatmeal, flour, baking soda, and salt. Add the chopped kumquats and your chocolate chips. Drop by large teaspoon onto ungreased cookie sheet and bake 10 to 15 minutes at 375 until golden brown. Makes 2.5 dozen cookies. And I would love to try one. If you go to the grocery store and you pick up a bunch of kumquats and you make these cookies, bring them on into KFSK. We'll be happy to test them for you. And I have some friends who love refrigerator pies, and I was thinking of them when I was looking at this recipe. This is a kumquat refrigerator pie. It's super easy, and of course, kids adore it. They adore refrigerator pies. This, you're going to buy a baked crust, or you can bake your own. That's fine. But it's a baked pie crust, and you can buy them, or you can make your own. Remember, you're going to put your pie weights in the pie or a bunch of beans wrapped in foil and bake your pie crust without anything in it but the heavy weight of the beans. Pull it out, and then you have your baked crust, because there's no baking involved in this pie. Just bake the crust ahead of time. You're going to need an 8-ounce container of Cool Whip, 2/3 cup of pureed kumquats, a can of condensed milk, and 1/2 cup of lemon juice. Super easy. Beat your condensed milk and whipped topping. Add your lemon juice. Beat until thick. Add your pureed kumquats. Pour it in the pie shell. Chill it in the refrigerator for several hours before serving. That's super easy. You could make that tonight, and it'll be ready in the morning when you get up. Well, all this talk of kumquats, I hope that you try them out. At least, you know, buy one or two and pop them in your mouth and see what you think of them. There are some tart ones and there are some sweet ones, but make sure you save a few, because I have to get up there and buy some more yet myself. And if you'd like a copy of any of these recipes, you can email Mindy at kfsk.org, and I'd be happy to share some of my kumquat recipes with you. You can also find tons and tons of recipes on the internet. Coming up next, it's the drink of the week. What's for Dinner on KFSK is brought to you in part by Keto's Cave and Liquor Store, hosting Green Dot Ladies Night on March 1st, starting at 6 o'clock, with food, dancing, door prizes, and fun. Keto's Cave and Liquor Store on Singley Alley and open 7 days a week. Here's one more kumquat recipe for you. It's a kumquat martini. This one takes 2 pints of kumquats, some orange-flavored vodka. If you don't have your own, if you don't have orange-flavored vodka and you just have plain, all you need to do is make your own orange-flavored vodka by just infusing it with some oranges, you know, like if you have a big bottle of vodka sitting around that you don't ever use because, you know, some of us buy them for something and then we don't use it. You can break that up into smaller containers and infuse your own fruit into the vodka, and you might use them for little things like this, just special occasions, and make your own vodkas. And you really do just need some oranges and in a jar, and to pour the vodka into it and let it sit for about 3 weeks, and you've got orange-flavored vodka. But for this, if you're thinking that you're going to buy a bunch of kumquats and do a kumquat meal this weekend or something like that, and you don't have time, just buy some orange-flavored vodka. You also need orange juice, cranberry juice, sweet and sour mix, citrus-flavored gin, same thing, you can make your own, and mint leaf and some ice. So, in a large gallon jug, cut 2 pints of kumquats in half and cover with your orange-flavored vodka. Oh, here we go. Yep. They're telling you here how to make it. And let it sit, cover with orange-flavored vodka and let stand for up to 2 months. So you can make kumquat vodka. And once you've done that, or you can just add pureed kumquat or kumquat juice to this recipe. 2 parts of the vodka flavored with kumquat juice from the jug, 1 part orange juice and 1 part cranberry juice, 2 parts of sweet and sour mix, and 1 part of the citrus-flavored gin. Pour into the martini shaker over ice and pour into the martini glass and garnish with a slice of kumquat and a mint leaf. And if you didn't want to make your kumquat-flavored vodka 2 months in advance, and you do have your orange-flavored vodka and your citrus-flavored gin, you can just add some crushed-up kumquats, or like I said, pureed, to your shaker, and that'll serve just fine. So pour it all into the martini shaker over ice. Then pour it into the martini glass, garnished with a slice of kumquat and a mint leaf. And you can probably mix around with this, try some different things, and see how you like it. So that is a kumquat martini. You can make a martini just about out of anything these days, can't ya? A couple weeks ago, it was wasabi, remember? Has anyone tried that? Give us a call at the radio station and let us know, 772-3808. And that wraps up this week's What's for Dinner. Thanks for joining me today. I hope I've inspired you to try some kumquats. They're very delicious if you like citrus.